Anyone who's shown cattle knows the work and dedication that goes into it. And when you're a big winner, as was the case for Callie Mawson of Archie, Missouri, knowing there's an end to your journey can be difficult. Hello, I'm Julie Harker, and this is Rural Issues on Brownfield. I got to visit with Callie Mawson at the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia last week, where this FFA student's crossbred steer won the title of Grand Champion Steer.
I'm a junior at Missouri State University.
Excellent. Majoring in?
Agronomy.
Well, how long have you been raising cattle?
We raised cattle my whole life, and I've been showing since I was 8 years old, so a long time.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Were you excited?
Very.
Were you surprised?
Yeah, I was. I was very happy and surprised. It was a very emotional day.
Well, tell us about, I understand he goes by the nickname Dirty.
Yes, he does.
Tell us about his personality.
This calf is quite the character. He always is up at it and always just, I don't know what the word is, but he just, you're never going to forget him.
Well, what were some of the challenges raising him? It is emotional, isn't it?
Yeah, very. I would just have to say, just getting up every day got pretty hard, but it was really, really worth it. Just trying really hard and always, getting up early and just trying to do everything the best that you can. And I had an internship too, so it was very hard to, get up every day, do that, and then work all day and come back and work with the cattle too. But I got it done, and I'm very proud of myself because I worked really hard, and it's the hardest I think I've ever worked, and it paid off for me. So it worked
certainly,
really well.
It certainly is an accomplishment.
Oh, very much so. Something I've wanted to do for a very long time. When I started my FFA in my freshman year of high school, my advisor told us to write some goals down on a card, and that was one of them. And I got it, so that's something that I think a lot of kids need to strive for is set goals and don't ever stop because you can get there eventually. So
that's good advice.
Yeah.
What are your plans for the future, your future in agriculture?
I plan to graduate from Missouri State University in December of 2011. And eventually I'll probably come back to the family farm and help out and just try to grow that operation even more or work for like a seed or chemical company, something like that, to get out there and get more experience out in the fields and learn more. So
your family has cattle but also crops?
Yeah, we row crop about 1,500 acres. It's just me, my mom, and my dad. So it keeps us all busy, but it works out really well.
Well, congratulations again.
Thank you.
Mawson's Grand Champion steer weighed in at 1,325 pounds. He was auctioned off at the Missouri State Fair Sale of Champions on Youth and Agriculture Day Saturday for $17,000. The sale took in nearly $100,000. I'm Julie Harker.